Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual medium, teacher, guide, and mentor of the Gift of Spirit. You can find out more about me at giftofspiritradio.com and also touching1mhearts.com. That is a 1M for 1 million hearts. So on today's show, we are talking about spiritual stories, everything spiritual. I will be sharing many of my own spiritual stories with you on this hour, including how spirit communicates with us to let us know they are still with us spiritually, loving and guiding us from behind the heavenly veil. Heaven really is for real. And in this hour, you will learn how that all happens. And this really tons of stories I will be sharing in my own work, that of our listeners and my clients. And it's going to be a wonderful show. So I will be sharing our listeners' spiritual stories as well that have been emailed in this past week, a little bit later in the show. You can call in on 800-555-5453 to share your spiritual stories a little bit later on in the show. So as a child growing up in the Midwest, I will say that naturally I was always tuning in to others to figure them out. My parents would tell me that I would say things as a young child that sounded so mature, like an adult would say. I do remember this one time I was in the kitchen with my dad, and I was questioning him at such a young age. Maybe I was 5 years old, and he said to me, "So do you think I was born yesterday?" And I responded, "No, Dad, you were born the day before." Well, I remember him falling over when I said that because it wasn't something a young child would actually come up with and say so right away. And I was open at a young age to receive from Spirit, from the heavens. That I do know now. So my own spiritual experiences began in my 20s, in the mid to late 90s, which really solidified for me that there really was an afterlife. Heaven did actually exist. And when I experienced the passing, you know, of my best childhood friend, Heather, that I talked about on many shows here, who was killed in a car accident on her way home from college, at the time it was so traumatic for me when I heard the news that I went into shock. I could not accept that she was gone. You know, I asked for help in my prayers to, you know, feel okay again, and Heather began to appear to me in my sleep state under a tree, and I could see, feel, and hear her in every night. You know, she would come to me and talk to me under this tree, and it was as if we were talking all night long because I would wake up so happy, and I remember everything that we talked about. And this is how this open spiritual communication began for me, you know, in my sleep state, in my dreams. And then it led to hearing Heather's voice speaking to me, asking me to call her mom and tell her mother that she was informing me of what happened with the accidents, all the facts. And she also shared that she collected angels. And this is something that her mother knew, and it was validated, and it was so healing for her mom to hear from her and that she was connecting with me. The year after Heather passed, my husband and I were in a car accident, and I was thrown back in my seat flat, and I couldn't feel my body, and I was paralyzed from the neck down, and I started to panic. I heard a voice say, "I'm a doctor. Start breathing, wiggle your toes. You are not paralyzed. You pinch vertebrae down your back. You'll be okay, but you need to breathe now." And I couldn't move my neck, though in the corner of my eye, I saw a Philippine man in the front seat of our car for a few seconds. You know, then I heard my husband's voice say that the ambulance is coming, and when I asked my husband about the doctor when I got to the hospital, that helped me to breathe and know that I wasn't paralyzed. My husband replied, honey, you were in shock. I never saw anyone. So little did I know at that time I was having a guardian angel visitation in the nick of time to help me to breathe and to start to feel my body again. A couple years after Heather passed, my grandfather, who I was very close to growing up and still am in spirit, had a heart attack, and he was put in the hospital. And all the family members would take turns spending the night with him in the hospital, so he did not feel alone because he did not like hospitals or doctors. And when it was my night to spend with him, my grandpa woke me up at 1 in the morning. And he grabbed my hand and he said to me, wake up, doll, she's here, wake up, wake up. And I was sound asleep, and I woke up and his eyes were looking behind my right shoulder. And I said, who's here, Grandpa? And he said, your friend is here. And I looked at him, my eyes filled with tears, and he was staring above my shoulder, not at me, but right behind me. He said, your friend's here, she's walking towards the light, I want to go with her. And at that moment, I had chills. I could feel my friend Heather behind me. And Heather and her family lived next door to my grandmother and grandfather growing up. So he knew her very well, and he knew her family. I just remember, you know, squeezing his hand, and I told him, you know, you have to stay. You have to stay here, Grandpa. You know, family are visiting you in the morning. And he then closed his eyes and went back to sleep. And a few days later, after, you know, family came in and visited him, my grandfather's body began to shut down. And right before his passing, my mother and I were holding each other's hands, and he said to both of us, he looked above himself to the ceiling, and he said, my brothers are here. I see Jim. I see Slim. And he began to talk to them. Then he continued to mention other family members who were there to greet him. And he mentioned quite a few, like 5 or 6, I remember, in spirit. And he was so peaceful at this time, just smiling as he was looking above himself. My mom and I were just crying, holding onto his hand. And he said, I'm going to go with them now. And then he peacefully shut his eyes and he passed. And these spiritual experiences early on in my 20s really laid the foundation for me that there is an afterlife, there really is a heaven, and those in spirit can find a way to communicate with us and visit us, whether it's, you know, while we're sleeping or in real life. They can come to greet us before we pass, and, you know, just knowing, you know, that heaven is for real. When I had my spiritual awakening in 2011 and I opened up to hear and feel spirit in my first live meditation, to Amazing Grace, I knew when I opened my eyes after the meditation, you know, I actually physically saw my grandmother, grandfather, and uncle on the stage for a few fleeting moments and feeling that they are not gone and that they are still with me and that they've been with me all this time. You know, I felt their love immensely at that moment. And, you know, after losing so many people in my life up to that time, I felt so much healing. You know, it was really miraculous for me. And those few moments ignited a path of healing for me, of really knowing that we don't die, that in spirit and heaven, that our loved ones can come to us and be with us at any moment in such amazing, amazing ways. I'm going to talk a little bit about recently. I was on a business a flight trip, and I went to Idaho, and I had some wonderful spiritual experiences there that I want to share with you. And this happened a couple months ago in July, and well, actually just a month or so ago. So I was hiking in Idaho on Coeur d'Alene Lake on this mountain, and I had just presented at a conference, and Lake Coeur d'Alene is surrounded by beautiful mountains with stunning views. So it was a beautiful place. It was a sunny day. I felt so light and full of gratitude for being brought there to this gorgeous place. And on my hike, I saw many furry friends. I saw many, many dogs on the trail. And this one dog came up to me, wagging her tail, and sat on my feet. and pawed me to pick her up. And she was about 65 pounds, probably. And she would not move. She just sat there, and she whined at me, and she pawed at me. And I asked the dog owner, who had these two red Merle pups with him on these leashes, this dog's name. And he said, her name is Jessie. And he said, she's normally not this friendly. She was a rescue, and she just became socialized a year ago. Well, when he said her name, Jessie, I got chills all over at that moment, because a boy named the same name Jessie in spirit, who I've worked with and who I've given readings to his family, at that moment, he actually came through and connected with me, and I felt him say, you know, it's been a year since you gave a spiritual reading to my parents, and I thank you so much. And yes, it had been exactly a year that week since his parents received their first spiritual reading from him, and the first time that he was able to come through and give so much evidence to his parents of his existence in spirit, and this brought them so much healing to their hearts. Also, not only was he saying hello, but a red Merle shepherd in spirit named Ashley was also saying hello to me, because I had also given messages to Ashley's owner recently, about a week or so prior. And so I knew I could feel Jessie and I could feel Ashley as well when I was hugging and petting this dog. It was just so beautiful. I could feel their thank yous. I could feel their love. On my flight back home, I had another spiritual experience that was fabulous. I was walking to my gate in the airport, and I saw this book that was up on display. And it was by an author by the name of Beatrice. And my grandmother's name is Beatrice, and that's not a common name. So I knew right then that my grandmother was with me on my flight home, and I could feel her presence as I saw this book as I was walking by. And I could feel her love, you know, at that very moment. And when I got on the plane, I was seated next to an elderly couple around the same age as my grandparents, and we started talking on the plane. And they told me that they were on this trip to go visit Rosalind, which is the name of their daughter. And I thought, my grandmother's her actual daughter is named Rosalind. That also is not a common name. Well, I smiled and I listened as they told me about themselves, and they were retired, and they talked about a very large kind of garden that they had in Canada, full of cucumbers and tomatoes and green peppers. And the funny thing is that my grandfather had a garden half the size of his backyard, full of the same vegetables. And I have many fond memories as a child being out there with him and picking these vegetables out of the garden with him with me. And this man also spoke up and said, we have fruit trees too in the backyard. And I really wanted to guess what those were, because my grandparents as well had fruit trees in their backyard. She said, we have plum and pear trees too, just like my grandparents had. My grandparents had plum and pear tree in their backyard that I also picked from these trees. The warmth of the conversation was so surreal, because I felt both my grandmother and grandfather with me as they spoke to me. And at the end of the flight, we said our goodbyes and we wished another well. And she said, oh, my name is Sandra. My eyes filled with tears at that moment. I said, oh, it's nice to meet you, Sandra. That's my mom's name. That's my grandmother's daughter. And I felt this immense love at this moment from my grandparents, letting them know, just thank you for being with me on this flight and being so close with me, you know, as I travel. The very next day I'm home, and I pull into a parking lot, and as I pull in, I see this license plate with the name Beatrice on the license plate. I, of course, felt amazement. you know, knowing that my grandmother was bringing this sign that was validation from her to let me know that she was really with me yesterday on the plane, and she still is with me. And a few days later, my family and I were walking through our town, and this little red merle shepherd puppy comes up to me on the street to say hello. Now, I have never seen these red merle shepherds before, ever. And one has a blue eye and one has a brown eye. So I was just in awe as this little puppy just started to jump up, and I just petted it, and I just knew that, you know, Spirit was coming through to say, you know, thank you, and just validating that they were with me on this trip. And Spirit, you know, can communicate with us through signs and through others here, and it is so heartfelt and beautiful. If we are open to receiving these type of communications, I say all the time, you know, just be in wonder. Let Spirit surprise you with these heartfelt signs and communications and spiritual experiences, because they are so incredibly healing. I receive validation all the time after I give a spiritual reading. It comes, you know, in so many different ways. And I remember this one story. I gave a spiritual reading to a man, and his cat came through by the name of Ginger, and in the spiritual reading. And shortly after that spiritual reading, my son and I went to the pet store, and he wanted a bunny as a pet. So we were looking at the bunnies, and he was walking around the store, and he came up to me, and he said, "Mom, I know what I'm going to name this bunny." Well, you can guess what the name was. He said, "I want to name it Ginger." And I just started laughing at that moment, because I just felt, oh my goodness, Spirit is really that strong. They can really bring these validation signs, you know, so quickly, right after one. I usually receive them within, you know, an hour or within a day. I receive something from Spirit to let me know that they were with me, and they did connect, and they did bring healing, and they did bring this validation, and it was their truth that they brought through in the reading for their family. Another time I was in the middle of a business email that I was writing, and all of a sudden I looked up to review the email, and the name Shannon appeared in my email that I did not even type this name. And at that time I got chills and tingling, and I heard Shannon in Spirit. She is a young girl who I gave a spiritual reading to her family about a year and a half or two ago. And I could hear her, and she said, "Yeah, I need you to call my mom right now and let her know that I'm coming through. She really needs to hear from me." And so, you know, I sent a message to her mom, and her mom called me and said, "You know, I prayed that day. I prayed this morning to ask her to come through, because it's my birthday, and this is my first birthday without my daughter." And I said, "Well, she's still with you, and she is so strong, and for her to come through in this way is just so, you know, evidential to let you know that she did not want this day to go by without her wishing you a happy birthday." And she said, "I want my mom to blow out the candles." And her mom wasn't going to have a birthday cake, but she did. She did that night, knowing that Shannon connected with her. Another time, I gave a reading to a family, and to a father, actually, and his son Alex came through. And after the reading, I went about my day, and then I went to go pick up my son from school, and we're on the way home. My son says, "Mom, I really want to go get my hair cut right now." And I said, "Really, right now? We usually do it on the weekends." And he says, "No, Mom, I really want to get my hair cut right now." So we go in to get his haircut, and the woman walks up who's going to cut his hair, and she goes, "Hi, my name is Alex." And she had Alex name tag. And I was in awe at that moment, because these signs are so beautiful and so evidential, and just letting us know that anything's possible. And Spirit can bring the most amazing signs to let us know, you know, that they really are with us. Another reading that I gave, I received something within, you know, 15 minutes of the reading. I was giving a reading to a mother whose young daughter had passed from cancer. And the first thing that this young girl, Maya, brought through was a gorilla. That she's bringing through this gorilla, and the mom brings on to Skype this little gorilla, Curious George. She said, I sleep with her every single night. And a few minutes later, I walk downstairs to find something for my son. I open this box, and I see this little baby gorilla on top of the toy box. So that was just within minutes after the spiritual reading. So I just wanted to share with you these amazing stories, and we're going to hear more. So we will be right back after these messages. This is The Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift to Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking about spiritual stories this hour, how spirit can come through and they can bring us signs and communication that brings us love and healing. So we have a caller on the line. We have actually Karen here. Karen, thanks for calling into Gift to Spirit Radio. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Stacy.
Hello. So share with us, Karen, what have been your spiritual experiences?
Well, this is one of many, of course, but I'm recalling a time when I was wanting confirmation for the work that I'm moving more into, and that is, I've always been an empath, meaning that I feel things in my body and in my field, what's going on for other people. Mm-hmm. That started when I was about 4, and I had a conversation with you, Stacy, 4 years ago that changed my entire world and kind of catapulted me more deeply onto that path. And I saw you again. So in that, the next 3 years after I had seen you, I started asking my guides to show me how to interpret the symbols that I was getting when I would tune into someone. And I work a lot with crystals, and that actually is my another business that we do. We do we have a company called Angelic Healing Crystals, and the crystals actually have taught me how to connect to the person. They taught me how to connect to someone's field. And I decided I'd always been reliant on having a teacher, and I really just wanted my guides to be my teacher for those 3 years. And now I'm at a point where I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Well, Karen, what I remember about you, you know, a few years back is that I remember looking into your eyes, and I remember seeing and feeling Mother Mary with you.
Yeah.
And how nurturing your spirit is and how caring your spirit is. And I know you're here to do beautiful work. And the you mentioned the crystals. I mean, people don't realize that, you know, hundreds of years ago, I mean, crystals from the earth were used for healing. When before there was medicine. And I don't know how many hundreds of years ago that was, but there's something about Mother Earth, and there's something about how healing, I mean, Mother Earth is, and all of these come from Mother Earth. So I understand all of that and how it can enhance our spiritual connection for ourselves within and also with spirit around us. So when you talk about receiving signs, what sort of signs have you received about your work?
Well, last June, we were at the Celebrate Your Life conference in Chicago, and you came up to me and you said, "It's time," which meant to me, yes, I know I need to be moving forward and starting to actually do more intuitive readings for people. I do these all day long, all the time at shows that we do with the crystals. And I remember flying into Chicago and asking my guides to give me tons of confirmation that I was supposed to move into this now. And I remember setting up our crystal booth with my husband, and it was very late at night, and there were almost no lights on in the hallway where we were setting up other than our lights. And this gentle, beautiful man steps up out of nowhere. No one was in that hallway. And it was John Holland. And I don't know, John Holland, I'm sure I know you know who he is.
Yes, I know John.
He's a well-renowned spiritual medium. And he said, "I just wanted to introduce myself to you." And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." I'm like, and I knew exactly that was big, obvious, you know, in-your-face confirmation sign number one. I'm like, "You want to introduce yourself to me?" I'm like, "I should be saying that to you." It was just a beautiful confirmation, and I just gave him a big hug, and he just said, "Oh, you have so much healing, loving energy coming from your heart. You're going to do so many wonderful things with people." And that started off the weekend, but for the next 3 days, a spirit sent to my booth over 15 different accomplished mediums, and they all shared with me their paths and how they learned, and how they learned on their own, and how they learned from other teachers, and how they took what worked and what didn't and left the rest and just slowly gained their confidence to just move more deeply into that. And I gained so much from that. And I remember on that, I think it might have been the last day of the conference, I was actually, you were on my right, Stacy, and your friend, the other tall man, you guys are both very tall. I felt like I was 4 feet tall in between you. And this little gentleman walks up to us while we're having this conversation, and my guides came in and said, "You're going to read him right now." And I thought, and there are literally like thousands of people in the hallway. It was very busy. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is the ultimate test, you know, because you and your friend had been doing this for quite a while and were very comfortable with it. And I was still feeling like I had my diapers on, so to speak. And I kind of backed away slowly. And actually, my way is to do it more on a one-on-one, more intimate basis. That's what I'm most comfortable with. So I started speaking with his wife. And I could tell she was very hesitant. And I just let her know that it was safe, you know, and it was we were going to be in a loving space. And I started seeing her son coming in, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I've done a lot of little mini spiritual readings, but I hadn't up until the point done a lot of mediumship. And he came in clear as day, and I started sharing more and more with him. And she kind of yelled over to her husband, because I think he was talking with you guys. He said, honey, come over here. You got to hear this. And it was, again, through a crystal, which Spirit had told me 20 minutes prior, pull this one out. I want you to give this to someone who's about to come up to your table. Well, it ended up being this beautiful carnelian heart, which is a deep orange heart. And in the center was a perfect circle about the size of a silver dollar, but it was a deep, like, blood red. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And as her husband came over, I was guided to place my left hand on his upper, like his heart and his chest, like a very specific area. And I said, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say this, but your son wants you to know that he was in no pain when he died. And it just started flowing through. I was just started telling her all the stuff, and they were bawling, and I was starting bawling. I'm like, oh my gosh, how does Stacy do this without crying? This is
I cry because the emotions when
it's
through.
So
you can feel the emotions and the love, and that's very healing. It's very healing for them, and seeing how in what I'm hearing from you is that Spirit was bringing you people to let you know that, to validate what you were feeling, that you are to go onto this path because you've been open your entire life to receive. And having this spiritual gift is really to help and heal, I mean, people within, to help them on their way here. Because, you know, loss, you know, I don't say loss, but when you lose a child, it is you never get over it. You just never do. And, you know, helping them know that, yes, they transitioned to heaven and they are back home now, but they are also with you spiritually. And the children, I will say, are so strong. They bring the most amazing signs to their family in this work. And, you know, spiritual stories can be where somebody comes up and just says, to you right at that moment, you are going to be doing some beautiful healing work. And you know, you not only hear it, but you feel it within you, within your spirit, in your soul. And that is validation. And these are spiritual connections and stories, spirits moving through and with other people to help you onto your path, and spirits with you to help this family who lost their son heal. You know, it's all for beautiful healing purposes. So I will just say, you know, thank you, Karen, for calling in and sharing all of this. And I just wish you just the most beautiful work ahead, because Spirit does not fail us. Okay. So Gift of Spirit Radio on Healthy Life, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in five steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Get to Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking about spiritual stories and how spirit can come through and connect with us and leave us signs and just let them know that we are on the right path, that we are, you know, still being loved and guided behind the heavenly veil, or that they are just with us today, just, you know, letting us know, bringing us love. This week I had asked on social media that we have our listeners email in their own spiritual stories, so I have a few I'd like to share with you. And one is from Jean, and what she shared is that after having a session with you, I created space in my calendar the next day to reconnect to spirit and write the speech. I was told by spirit that it was already written and I just needed to receive it. I sat near the window in my office looking out at nature and was filled with gratitude for validation from spirit that I'm intended to give this talk and deliver this talk, and tears rolled down my face as I expressed an overwhelming feeling of honor and appreciation. I suddenly felt the presence at that moment of our golden retriever who passed away with me. She smiled her big, a toothy grin that I always loved, and I could see her and feel her so clearly. Then my father approached and reached out his arm. He gave me the most loving and warm embrace I've ever experienced from my dad. It was so wonderful and such a gift, and the talk flowed through me with ease. It was so beautiful. Thank you for facilitating this process with me. So, yes, so when we start to open up to spirit and believe, and we sit in stillness, or we meditate, or we are out in nature, we can have these spiritual experiences. We're right then and there in that peaceful state. Spirit can actually come through and connect with us and help us right at that moment. So beautiful, Jean. Thanks for sharing. We had an email from Janice that said, when I stood up to speak at my good friend's memorial service this past Sunday, Sally, the church was quiet. Then just as I was about to speak, someone's cell phone began ringing. Probably Sally calling, someone blurted out. The congregants laughed. That would be like Sally, trying to call in to be part of this. Just then, a bird began flying at the church windows. Phoning in didn't work, so now that bird's probably Sally trying to fly in. She was a part of any gathering, wasn't she? Someone said. I asked with nervous laughter. Janice. So, yes, the spirit is always at the memorial services, and they will bring signs. They are not the bird flying around, but they can actually bring a bird or bring something to let you know that they are there and that they are with all of you. Here's another one. from Dorothy. I was 17 years old when my mom passed. I was frustrated with her, how she lived her life not taking care of herself all my life for leaving so soon. Now in my 40s, I wanted to connect with her. I had a meditation session with you to learn how to meditate and to connect to spirit. I meditated daily, and finally I felt her hug me and felt her unconditional love. I knew it was her. I cried. The second time, I just saw her hands come around me and knew it was her again. I heard and felt, I am for you. I'm with you. The third time while meditating in your meditation workshop, I saw her face in front of me, just her face for a second. When I received a spiritual reading and she said my Polish name, I know she never left us and she is still with me and my family. Thank you, Dorota. Wonderful, yes, and learning how to meditate and being open to the process of heartfelt spiritual talk and communication, they can come close and they can let you know that they are with you and they can bring evidence, whether it's visual, whether you see them mindfully or whether you hear something within you or whether you feel their love. That is a spiritual experience, and you are experiencing spirit in those moments. Here's another one. Hi, Stacy. My sisters and I set up to have a spiritual reading with you in the hopes of having both our parents come through. Our dad had passed away on the 4th of July, 2000, and our mom passed away September 14th, 2005. The three of us always wanted to connect with them in a tangible way, so we thought this would be the perfect opportunity with someone who has such a beautiful gift as you. Our dad came through first, validating it was him by showing you an old typewriter he once used in his business. We thought that was so unusual, but actually funny because, of course, we all remembered that typewriter, and it just made us laugh. He was always the jokester. He told us that he was with our mom and that she had messages for us as well. So our mom came through with many validations, letting us know of her presence as well. She mentioned sewing dresses for us when we were younger, which was absolutely true, and also how we took such good care of her when she was really sick, and she gave the number 3. We were stunned because, yes, she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and we took care of her for only 3 short weeks before she passed away. Then she showed you a little bird, a yellow finch, and she said it's a sign from her that she is bringing the finch to us and that when we see a little yellow finch, she comes close to us at that time. She also showed a book of words. This was pretty hilarious with us because our mom had a favorite Webster dictionary that she used constantly to look up words, especially when she wrote letters. We never had the heart to tell her that we put that old Webster dictionary in recycling when we were cleaning out her house 2 years prior to her being diagnosed. So for 2 whole years, she really missed that dictionary and would look for it. Well, she found out that day what exactly happened to her book of words, but actually found it quite humorous as well. As her messages to us continued through you talking about family and taking care of each other, being there on Thanksgiving and Christmas, her favorite time of the year, she told us she was just a thought away, so just think of her and she will come. Suddenly, at that exact moment, a little yellow finch flew close to a clear sliding glass door that we were sitting at. It flew so direct along the glass with such ease, making it visible for us to see. What a beautiful sight and a heavenly gift to be able to witness that during the reading with you. We all cried with seeing this amazing sign she gave us. Just mentioning it a few minutes ago, it gave us all chills. She closed by giving you instructions for all of us to hold hands and that she would hold hands with us. All three of us girls felt her incredible presence, and we knew she was right there. She reminded us that she has never left us. This left us all overwhelmed with emotion and an incredible feeling we will never, ever forget. This reading was much more than words can actually describe, for the love and bond that we have with our loved ones is so strong. Even though their physical presence is truly missed, our hearts are imprinted with their love for us always, giving us peace, comfort, and much joy. We are so grateful that we had this exceptional spiritual reading with you. It brings a smile to our faces every time we think of it. Many blessings, Virginia, Kathy, and Margaret. So I remember this. This was an amazing spiritual reading that I gave from mother and father to their 3 girls, 3 older girls, or 50s. And during the spiritual reading, her mom mentioned this yellow finch. And during the spiritual reading, the finch flew to the window during the reading. They all screamed, and it was so beautiful. So this is how spirit can communicate with us. You can feel something if you see a bird or a squirrel, and just know that the possibilities are there, that they are bringing you this little animal to let you know that they are still with you and around you, loving and guiding you. So this is Gift of Spirit Radio, and we're on HealthyLife.net, and we will be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking about spiritual stories and what an hour it has been so far, talking and sharing how spirit can connect with us in such amazing ways. And I want to talk a little bit about this summer I gave a Gift of Spirit meditation workshop, and I had a number of people come. It was a small group, though. I think we had about 12 there. And before the workshop started, we were all in a circle, and one of the managers of the meditation center that we were at actually came in, and she had these two little dogs with her. And Sophie's mom was there at the meditation workshop. I talked about Sophie earlier in the show, and she's on my website too. And as we're sitting there, this little dog walks up and sits on Sophie's mom's feet. And we're about to start the meditation workshop, and Sophie's mom says, what's this dog's name? And this woman says, her name's Sophie. And Sophie's mom looks at me with tears in her eyes, and I look at her, and she said, of course her name is Sophie. So at that moment, she started to open up even more, knowing that Sophie was present for this meditation workshop. And it was beautiful because she did come through during the workshop to her mother. Her mother saw her face in the meditation. After the workshop, I went to lunch with Sophie's mom. And while we were at lunch, she came through with some messages, and she had this little gray black mouse crawling all over her, and I'm not a mouse friendly person, so I said, she's showing me this little mouse crawling all over her. And she goes, oh, that's not her mouse. That is her her hamster, Gerbil, who had passed away, and she's with her. And so, you know, it's just a beautiful message validating that Sophie had her little Gerbil hamster with her now, and she was so happy. And on the way home that day, I got in my car, and I'm driving, and this song comes on the radio, and I look at the radio, and it says Sophie Hawkins. And I just got chills all over, and I just said to Sophie at that time, I said, wow, Sophie, you are so strong today, girl. This is wonderful. And as I'm driving, I'm feeling chills, and I look over, and I see this sign on the side of the road that, you know, has all these crayons on it, I mean, writing, and it says, St. Jude Fundraising, come over here and buy a bracelet. And of course, Sophie's from St. Jude. She was a St. Jude patient, and I just had chills everywhere, and I just thought, what are you up to, Sophie? So I pulled over, I parked my car, I walked around, and I saw these girls with this, these girls with all these bracelets, and they had this sign saying, we're raising money for St. Jude, and these girls couldn't be, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, and, which is around Sophie's age now. And so I bought a bracelet for myself and for Sophie's mom, and I was just in awe that this was all happening in just this short period of time. And when I got back in the car, my mom called me, and she called me up, and she goes, you know, I felt like calling you. I was at the post office just now, and I was sending a package, and they had these books at the post office that are called The Adventures of Sophie Mouse by Poppy Green. And I had to call you and let you know. And I said, Mom, you're not going to believe this, because I was just with Sophie's mom, and I explained all this that happened with the mouse and everything else, or the hamster. So I just, you know, I'm sharing this with you because this is just so miraculous how spirit can really come in and connect to let us know that they are right there, just helping us out and guiding us and loving us in so many ways. And so they can come through through the radio, you know, with songs and with lyrics that you feel in your heart. Their names can appear, you know, if you have XM radio, I have XM radio, and your name can appear right there. I get names on the radio after I give a spiritual reading. I'll get in the car, I'll turn on the car, and there will be a Harold right there, and I just gave a reading from a man by the name of Harold. So it can be that miraculous. They can come through and give their names on license plates through books that I just mentioned in the show, through the TV, on your phone, through movies. Spirit can also bring us these beautiful cloud formations in the sky. On the first year anniversary of my father's death, I was in the car driving, and I felt to look up, and as soon as I looked up, I saw a heart cloud, and that is on my website, and you can see that. They can bring rainbows as well on special days or anniversaries or birthdays, shooting stars, too, I've heard of. And when these things happen, they are so meaningful and significant, and they just fill our hearts, you know, with so much joy, you know, and also trust, knowing that that we don't die, that we go into spirit, to heaven, back home, and that the veil's so thin, and that they can come in and go and just be with us and love us from behind this heavenly veil. I had a woman tell me once her mother in spirit leaves her a button every Mother's Day. Most times as she walks out of the church, she finds this little bitty button. You know, Sophie, I've been, you know, sharing a lot of her stories on this show today. She also left a few of these little buttons for her family after she brought through enough her spiritual reading that she would be leaving them buttons to let them know that she's just a thought away. So these are miraculous spiritual happenings, and I wanted to share as much as I could in this show with you to let you know that this is too possible for you. So open yourself up and be in wonder and allow this to take place. So this is Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, and we will be right back on Healthy Life after these messages.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who called in and who sent in their spiritual stories. This has been a wonderful hour of these amazing spiritual stories and also heartfelt communication that we are all open to receiving. So heaven is for real, and these spiritual stories are beautiful experiences of the heavenly existence of our departed in spirit that are still loving us and guiding us. So I just want to say, be in wonder, be open. And I'm going to post some of these spiritual signs that I shared on the show on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com and touch1mhearts. That's T-O-U-C-H, 1 as in the number 1, M as in million, hearts. And you can go there and see some of these spiritual signs that I shared throughout the show today. So thank you for joining us on the Gift of Spirit Radio. And until next time, blessings of love and spirit.